The World Health Organization, WHO, has raised an alert about a possible outbreak of the Marburg virus in Tanzania's Kagera region, where at least 8 people are suspected to have died from the highly infectious disease. On Tuesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced on X, formerly Twitter, that 9 suspected cases had been reported in the region over the past 5 days. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. He cautioned that more cases could emerge as disease surveillance improves. What is Marburg virus? Marburg virus is a deadly pathogen similar to Ebola, with symptoms including fever, muscle pain, diarrhea, vomiting, and, in severe cases, death from excessive blood loss. The virus is transmitted to humans by fruit bats and spreads through contact with the bodily fluids of infected individuals. The disease has a high fatality rate, with approximately half of those infected dying from it. Response to the suspected outbreak. While Tanzanian authorities have not yet confirmed the outbreak, the WHO reported that patients, including healthcare workers, are being monitored. Rapid response teams have been deployed to the area to identify suspected cases and contain the disease. The WHO has classified the risk of the virus spreading within the region as high, given Kagera's status as a transit hub with significant cross-border movement to countries such as Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. However, the global risk level is considered low, and the WHO has not recommended travel or trade restrictions with Tanzania. Previous outbreaks. Tanzania experienced its first Marburg outbreak in March 2023, centered in the Bukoba district. That outbreak lasted nearly 2 months, causing 6 deaths. Neighboring Rwanda declared its Marburg outbreak over in December, after the virus infected 66 people and killed 15. No vaccine or treatment yet. There are currently no specific treatments or approved vaccines for the Marburg virus, though clinical trials are underway. The WHO continues to monitor the situation closely and urges vigilance in affected and neighboring regions. With Marburg's severe impact and high fatality rate, public health authorities are working to prevent the virus from spreading further, emphasizing the need for early detection, isolation, and supportive care for patients. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.